Big Smoke Music Weekly.
We're back, baby! It's season 2, episode 7 of Big Smoke Music Weekly. Me, your host, Luke Scanlon, in with David Bowen.
Yo.
We have got plenty more new music for you on this episode. A very, very special Big Smoke in Focus chat with, you've guessed it, a friend of the show. And, yeah, a highlight of our week. A great gig at Scala, a place I seem to be living at the moment, but loving that venue. Up first then, Calvin Louise with Sleeper. Skidoosh! Dave, Calvin Louise there with Sleeper, their most recent single, follow up to Bellicoso. Absolutely. These two tunes are quite different.
Mega tune. They're getting better and better by the release, I think.
Yeah, but I love their album that came out back in January, which we were just having a chat. Seems like a different year ago now.
Yeah, it does.
Once summer's gone, that's
clocks,
it.
Clocks are going back, mate, and it's going to be completely new. Mate.
Yeah, I reckon people bank on that and turn up. Is it late you turn up if you go, but yeah. You go back an hour, don't you?
Well, you I get just don't early. Like the one where you lose an hour's sleep.
We've just proved how no one actually knows.
No one knows.
What time it is. But anyway, Calvin Louise, yeah, as I said, massive album, Rhinoceros, that came out at the beginning of the year. And yeah, past two tunes, they've changed their sound weirdly. Like, considering their album only came out this year, they've changed their sound quite
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. It's kind of going a bit more almost electro-y. Can you hear that in the guitar? Kind of like something like Yonica. Bit more to it than just pure guitar thrashing, but I love it all.
Yeah, they almost did have those electronic elements, but I know what you mean about Yonica. That definitely comes through on these two tracks. They kind of brought it to the fore more.
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty cool to hear. They've got two dates coming up. They've got December, in Manchester on the 1st, then Shackwell Arms back then in London Town on the 4th, and then much to Dave's excitement, oh my God, they're touring Germany with Psychedelic Porn Crumpers. How fantastic. Great song. But Dave, I've been battling this cold all week and it's been driving me nuts. You've probably heard me mention it.
Only the 5,000 times.
I can kind of hear it. I can hear myself in my cans. I'm a little bit nasally.
Are you?
Yeah. Where's my...
You got? Is that your sexy voice?
Honestly, this thing's been a saviour. Inhaler nasal stick. It's a menthol nasal stick.
Nice, mate.
Some people get Vicks.
It's so unhygienic. You just stuck that up your nose.
Not up my nose. Can you imagine just sat at work with an inhaler stick up my nose? I don't just actually ram it up there. I
bet you do, mate.
Yeah, it's not been fun, man. I hate being ill.
It's a bummer, mate.
I'm yet to meet someone that does enjoy being ill.
I was going to say, you're not on your own there, mate, honestly.
How have you been, mate? It's been great, mate. I've had the flu past 3 weeks.
Well, let's these people on benefits who just said are ill, but then they're off work forever.
I love those stories. I can't work anymore as a builder because I can't walk. And then you see like footage of all jogging on holiday.
That's actually one of my dream jobs, I think, being one of those people that catches benefits cheats. How satisfying must that be to see like this person who's like, hasn't worked for 20 years and you see them jumping around and like, got ya.
Yeah.
Got ya.
Turns out they're an aerobics leader in their spare time. Unbelievable. Anyway, should we have some more new tunes, Dave?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, go on then. Let's have some Jungle Fever. Jungle Fever. This is CCV. CCV with that very song.
I feel it in the night.
Juice me, that's Jungle Fever. That is CCV with Absolutely Huge Tune. Dave doesn't know. I like doing this when we're recording, just coming back with the weirdest things and seeing Dave's reaction, because it's just, he just never knows what I'm on about. Anyway, great little band. They're playing at Cardiff Sound, Shimmer Sounds in Cardiff on the 16th of November. I can't wait. Dave, you have
Where
some
you
very...
Going, Gonna go.
I won't be there. I won't
be
there.
Can't wait.
I can't wait.
To not go
to Cardiff on the 16th of November. Mate, I love the sound of that. That recording sounds like in a good way, sounds like a demo recording.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I always think it sounds a bit... I've said this for a lot of like 70s sounding songs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear that. Like, you ever remember Steve Miller Band?
Yeah, sounds
like that. Bit funky.
Did they sing?
Bit of a groove.
Maybe.
18. No, that's not them. They sang the Joker song.
Sing it.
No. no. They done like Fly Like an Eagle as well. Do you remember that?
Yeah. We'll do a 70s episode 1 week.
We should, actually.
Yeah, mate. I'm big fan of them. So yeah, tune in. Let's hear from a band that we saw this week.
Let's
have some filthy tunes. This is let's have some dirty music here on Big Smoke Music Weekly.
Let's treat your listeners.
Come on then. Go on. This is the Snuts, Juan Belmonte. One of my favourite bands at the moment, that is the Snuts there with Juan Belmonte, their most recent single. Me and Dave went and saw them in Scala this week, and Dave, most packed out I've ever seen Scala.
Yeah, it was.
Unbelievable. I'm pretty sure I've said that recently, but I found out last night You know, we had that cap chat.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that was about Scala, didn't it?
Yeah, but there's two different sold outs you can have at Scala, apparently.
Oh,
so
really?
There's a 1200 and 900. So you can be sold out at different
sizes. What's the difference?
Sizes. Well, the band choose what they want.
Oh, I wonder what that was last time.
The difference, Dave, is
300 people.
300 people. But yeah, oh man, absolutely huge tune. What did you tell me the lead singer's name was? Pat McGroin.
Pat McGroin.
Which actually, weirdly, is very close to his name when they've actually checked his name. Jack Cochran. So, do you know what? He had such a great energy about him.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you could
yeah.
just tell that he was just like, right, we're here, Scottish band in London. We're going to absolutely
smashed it.
And one of my favourite parts of the gig, he said, before one of the songs, he was like, this one's to that, who said that we'd never sell out Scala.
Mm.
I love
yeah,
that.
I love
a big,
like
fuck
that.
You!
Yeah.
Oh, man, so good. And then he actually said as well, he was talking about sort of Scottish people were scared to play London. But and he was like, here's to us ruining that.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Oh. Is that a thing?
Glad you paid attention.
No, I remember him saying that, but I never knew that was a thing.
Yeah, neither did I. There you go.
Interesting.
My Scottish friends.
What I want to know is, what's this whole thing about Buckfast?
Yeah, God. Well, I got that on my notes here, Dave. What? It literally says Dave being annoyed about Buckfast.
Why is everyone drinking it? I don't understand.
What? What is it with these youths drinking their bloody Buckfast?
What's wrong with it? Lambrini?
I don't. It's a bit of a thing. It's a northern thing, isn't it? They
it
love it in
be,
Scotland,
yeah.
up north, Ireland. They love it as well.
And you was talking about last night. Apparently, there's an app called Find My Lambrini.
Buckfast. Find Your Buckfast.
Oh, God, I've got Lambrini on my mind now. Find Your Buckfast.
Have you just gone home and made a Find My Lambrini app?
Yeah. Please download.
Have you ever tried Buckfast?
Yeah, it's not very nice.
It's rank. It's like,
it's
a, it's like a tonic wine, isn't
it's
it?
It's horrible. That's why I don't get it.
If you could drink the taste of a smell of an old museum, that's what Buckfast is.
It's like dust.
But yeah, Dave, what were your thoughts on the gig anyway?
They were great. They were really it's a really tight set, I thought. You know, something they could tell they've actually worked a lot on. Just big tracks, and I think it was almost a bit slow to start. I don't know if you thought that.
Yeah.
It took a bit of warming up, and then they obviously played some of their bigger fan favourites, and then they had the crowd going like mental.
Yeah. What I noticed, because like usually when a band plays, they'll usually like start off maybe with like, they either go with a massive song at the beginning or one that you don't really know, then ease into bigger ones. But they kind of went big, big.
And it was almost like the crowd weren't ready for it to start. They were a bit, all over the place. And then, but...
I like that, though. Especially at a venue that big. You just want to turn up and think, right, let's just
smash it.
There's no point in holding back. Just go and play all your bigger tunes.
Basically, most of their songs are just big tunes. So
yeah, exactly,
just
man.
Smash it out of the park at the start. They did a few little acoustic numbers and an interesting choice of a cover song.
Oh yeah, that was a point. But he did say though, didn't he? He was like, any years that want to have a problem with that, you can talk to me after the show. They played Yellow by Coldplay.
Yeah. Well, didn't he say that we'd play a song from a band from London?
Oh yeah, that's it.
And they were trying to figure out who's one is, and they just played Coldplay.
The only good thing about them playing that is when I turned to you and went, Dave, why have they got yellow lights on? And you looked at me like, are you fucking dumb? I'm like, obviously I know why.
It's just your sarcasm is really bad.
It's fantastic. One thing that was weird coming into the venue, that security guard was on me like a rash.
First of all, he thought
I was some sort of weed dealer. What's that smell? I'm like, I don't know. Someone's
it's stank of weed.
Stank of weed. And then he goes in my bag, just been to the gym. Yeah, I work out. Okay. And then he goes, what is this? I was like, that's my hair stuff. He goes, you're not allowed food in here. I mean, you can eat that if you want. It's literally hair pate.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Not all right. But anyway, what a band. They got a few more dates coming up. They're playing Belfast, Dublin in this month. And then they've got a show end of November 29th in Exeter. All right, and Dave, let's turn our attention now to this.
Bloody hell!
Oh, my God.
Focus.
Yes, Big Smoke in focus. We are back, baby. Back to our usual one after our neighbourhood special last week, where we had about three random scattered interviews with several people. We caught up this week with Ash Bates after the release of his new single, Tourist. And I started off by asking George, aka Ash Bates, George, this new sound on Tourist, bit poppy, is that so?
Yeah, I was a bit worried about that. The chap who's usually producing my stuff, called Tobias Young, who's become a mate, enjoyed it too, so we worked on it, and it was really quick and easy to finish, and then we were actually quite happy with it, and I guess I am now.
Nice. So when you were putting the song together, what was it about like the pop sound that you think you're a bit like uneasy about?
Maybe because it's actually upbeat and I'm normally writing depressing
songs. Which is weird.
I don't know, maybe it's upbeat for me.
This is weird to think though, George, because knowing you quite well, I don't ever see this sad side of you.
Yeah, maybe I just get it all out in my stable flat.
Put it in the music and then you can be a ray of sunshine around everyone else.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, delightful, mate, delightful. So go back to when I saw you last down at Lion Coffee. How was your week staying in London? And you were telling the crowd how you were smashing up people's cafetieres.
Oh yeah, it was good. I don't live in London, so I have to sofa surf, and I'm staying with a mate in Brixton, and I smashed his cafetiere when I was washing up. I broke the news to him whilst on stage because he just walked in as I. Yeah,
so the only thanks he has for putting you up for a week is a smashed cafetiere.
Yeah, I know. Those are my remains. I'll buy him a new one.
It's mad, mate, because I was going to.
This could be my next one that I'm going to buy him a new one.
You should definitely do that. I was going to say about you. Because obviously I've been to your homestead and I've done the travel from London out to you. So is it quite enough? Because I know you went to uni for a while in London, but is it a massive pain having to come to London? Do you feel like you have to do it a lot?
It used to be, mainly because I didn't like coming down to London. I was just found it terrifying. But it's all right. I don't mind it. It's okay. I like it more now. I normally have to make a bit of a trip of it, you know, make sure I've got a few gigs or like a writing session with your mate Jamie as well.
Yep.
Rona Vale, which we're planning another one actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it's fine. Yeah, it's okay with me.
Perfect.
I've just got one question: is why are you called Ash Bates and as your music name and then George and Love? Because it's really confusing. Because Luke started goes, "Hi, hey, George," and I'm like, "So is he George Ash?" Yeah. I don't know what to call you.
I think there's a country singer who's like 14 in America called George Bates.
It's not the yodeling boy, is it?
Search. So I didn't want to come under that. You
know? Yeah, fair enough, man. Yeah. Fair. Yeah. I wanted to ask as well because obviously, yeah, you and Big Jake from Mona Vale have been doing some stuff together. So it's interesting you were saying about that pop sound because he's kind of more of like I don't know how you would put Mona Vale into a bracket. It's almost like indie dance, if I could kind of try and describe it. So how do you think that your two sounds have kind of collided in a good way?
I don't even know if we know at this stage. We're just throwing loads of stuff together. We recorded like a demo track together, and it was, yeah, it kind of worked. It was different, kind of dark, and yeah, I think at the moment we're still figuring out what we might do together, but we're quite excited about it because we're into a lot of the same sort of tracks, and yeah, kind of get on. Like, it was very easy to write this first demo, so I don't know, let's just see where we go. Early days.
Nice, man. I'm very excited about that. I think your voice will fit perfectly on the dance record. It'd be so good.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Nice, George. Nice. I mean, I've got to ask as well, because it was weird when I did come to your house, because we had the sudden realisation that it was the first time I'd seen you outside of festival walls. In like two years of knowing you, which is mad. And the only time I've seen you wear those like sandal things. So now it's got colder, are you actually wearing normal shoes?
Yeah, I know, yeah. We should do it again, you know.
We should. And
you
I
could actually wear glasses. I didn't know that.
That blew your mind, didn't it? You were like, who is this studious man in front of me? It's a good look. Yeah. I'm actually sat in them right now, and Dave's like, he doesn't look studious, mate. He looks a right dope.
He's trying to be a hipster. That's all he's doing.
No, great frames.
Great frames. Great frames. So, hey, George, what can we expect of your alias, Ash Bates, in 2020?
Yeah, I guess more singles at the moment. Maybe an EP, but I've got to get that finished and written and recorded. But that's the plan, maybe towards the end. But until then, more singles and the endless hunt for gigs.
Amazing.
But more gigging, more gigging. I've got a gig coming up in Madrid soon, which would be good.
Awesome.
But, yeah.
That's very cool. Nice one. And I was going to say as well, because coming to your place, that like little outhouse that you live in, I noticed when I was in there, you've got like that whiteboard that you have got some lyrics up on and stuff. Is that how you kind of formulate? Is it better to see it in a big sort of on the wall rather than on a bit of paper?
Yeah, sometimes. That's mainly for co-writing, just so we know where we're at. But yeah, sometimes I just write random phrases up there, even just words and ideas, just to kind of, I don't know, yeah, step back for a sec.
Anyway, George, we're going to give, thanks for joining us, man. We're going to give the new single, Taurus, a spin now. Do you want to give it a lovely introduction?
Mate, oh, that's really kind of you. Thank you. Yeah, it's been great to speak. Yeah, this is the Tourist.
There with Taurus, his new single, second single after the first, Mara. Two huge tunes. But yeah, as he said, Dave, bit more of a poppy sound. Yeah. But I like that he's aware of the fact it's a bit different, but he's staring it in the face and saying, let's crack on. I'm going to take it on.
Love it. Love it.
Love it.
No, I like that. Yeah, it's like, it's good to be honest with yourself sometimes, isn't it? And rather than try hide, it's like, oh no, I still think it was successful. Now I'm going to do that. And why not?
Yeah.
It sounds great as well. So
it's, I'm honestly so excited. I've spoken about it on the show before. So excited that he's collabing with Monaville.
It should be interesting.
Honestly, it's going to be so good. His voice is just going to carry so well with a bit of a dancey bed underneath. Mm. Dancey beats, yo. But yeah, big things ahead, I think. And a show in Madrid. How cool is that?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that because I don't know like how it must be for some acts starting out that they might just sort of maybe pigeonhole themselves to just staying in the UK. But it's nice to see you branching out and try to get new fans anywhere in the world.
Yeah, for sure, man. And I know what he says about coming to London. When you do first come, it is a bit like, I know he did come to uni here for a bit, but he's like, when you're used to living in a quiet space and coming to London, you're like, Jesus, straight in the face. But yeah, Madrid won't know what it's hit it when he flicks his blonde locks around the place and start singing. They'll be like, Jorge, Jorge,
take the city by storm.
Jorge,
Jorge,
Jorge, bate.
I can't say.
Anyway, as I said, big things to come from George/Ash Bates in the future, I'm sure. All right, then, Dave, should we have some bloody music, shall we?
Yeah, why not?
Let's crank this baby up, babe.
To 10,000%.
Yeah, Dave doesn't even know what that is, but here is Bilk with Weed Song.
Imagination runs wild, droopy eyes like I'm tired, and red like a rose. When I inhale the good shit and forget about the lows, forget about the woes. With a bag of Doritos and a slice of Domino's pizza, life ain't that exciting either. That's why I like the reefer, like I'm Snoopy with Khalifa. Roll it, light it, smoke it, pass that joint around. Gonna get so high that our feet won't touch the ground. But hey, at least we're not doing heroin, ketamine, coke or speed. So just leave me alone and let me smoke my weed. As I'm singing this song right now, feel free to spark up. And if you're driving the long way now, we'll just go and park up. Cause when you're feeling down and you're feeling quite crappy, ain't nothing like a bag of weed to make you feel happy, yeah. Recipe for world peace. I'm always getting stoned, but I ain't in the Middle East. Positivity's increased, tension's been released. All I wanna do is have fun and forget about the police. But I'll still sing my song and smoke my bong. Having deep thoughts, so why we can't all get along? Whatever way, it's a win. So step inside the hot box and read that shit in. Roll it, light it, smoke it, pass that joint around. Gonna get so high that our feet won't touch the ground. But hey, at least we're not doing heroin, ketamine, coke or speed. So just leave me alone and let me smoke my weed. Smoke and more.
I love that wandering bass line. That is Bilk with Weed Song, a band that me and Dave met just after we saw the Snuts at Scarlet. Yeah. They were outside handing out their leaflets.
Grafton, I love it.
Grafton, that's what we like to see. It was quite a refreshing day, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and
I
you
did.
Brought that with you.
I leaflet. Did it, just so I remembered
have
it.
You, where have you had that? In your underpants all day?
Keep it behind my ear, mate.
Where you keep most of your leaflets? In your undies? Compensated.
Got to pack it out somehow, mate.
So yeah, Dave, what's the show on the leaflet anyway?
It's O'Meara on the 5th of November. Bonfire night.
Remember.
The 5th of O'Meara. It's Bilk at O'Meara. 5th of November.
Remember.
remember.
Bilk.
The 5th of November. Bilk at O'Meara. Sign up online. No, I lost it.
That's we should go in advertising.
Yeah,
I think we've got something there. Actually, that was great, Dave. So yeah. Anyway, yeah, love that. Proper doesn't take itself seriously. Bit of a joke.
I remember you said that it kind of reminds you of that, late 90s, early noughties, like skatery. That I remember OPM. That was
that song. Yeah. If I die before asking. But then it also reminded me of the bass line in Because I Got High.
Another weed song.
It's all about the weed.
Maybe it's because he smokes so much weed. It's just that.
Dave Khalifa sat opposite us.
What's your thoughts on the whole weed debate? Legalize it or not? What do you reckon?
Where did that sudden shift?
It's about weed, isn't it?
I don't really care about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's everywhere, isn't it?
Very much.
Apparently, I'm a dealer, according to people at Scala. Anyway, big tune. Dave, I just remembered the other day I got in big trouble by dropping chewing gum into a can of Coke that I thought wasn't used anymore. It was Lucy's. We went, left it in the car, came back like 4 hours later, took a big gulp of it. She was like, oh my God, why is my Coke minty?
I'm sorry, but who has Coke 4 hours later?
I know. Many questions about my girlfriend.
Not sure about that.
Drinking age-old Coke being one of her many pitfalls.
Me over the edge, to be honest.
Yeah, I am considering ending it all. So you might see us after the mid-season break, which we will be having. I'll be a single man. So watch this space, Dave.
I have something to look forward to.
You'll be like, you're like, Luke, what happened? Dropped a Mento and a...
that was me.
Dropped a Mento and
an
OJ.
Oh, it wasn't Diet Coke, was it? Did it explode in the car?
Imagine. But yeah, madness. But yeah, and then Dave, I was also saying, after that Snuts gig, just after we saw the boys of Bilk handing out their leaflets, when I looked at you like you murdered someone when you pulled cash out to pay. Yeah. I was like, what the hell is that? But then it works out, you've only got cash because you've been stealing noodles.
Yeah, but bit of an odd backstory, but basically I was working from home one day and I couldn't be bothered to leave the house to get food, and one of my girlfriend's flatmates had some really proper oriental noodles. So I ate them, and then she came back and I forgot to replace them. So I had to go to the actual Wing Thai supermarket to buy them.
Oh, and the only thing you can do is
you can only get cash. So
I'm very concerned, because the reason we're having this mid-season break is because you're moving house and I'm going on holiday. I'm very concerned that because you're moving house, you're going to have no food, and you'll be thinking, I'll tell you what's easier. I go to Luke's house, clean his cupboards out because he's on holiday.
Yep.
Okay, brilliant.
Hope you fill it up before you go away, mate.
You can help yourself to cannellini beans and cubes of stock if you want. What a meal. Anyway, right, we're going to leave you on this one. This is Monks with Tempranillo. Bit of a weird one. They've got two dates at O2 Academy Liverpool coming up. First off, they're playing a headline show on the 8th of November. Then they're back again in just under a month to support Spin. On the 6th of December.
Interesting order, but, you know.
Very strange.
Each their own.
Anyway, right then. Time for a bit of Guinness, because I'm in bloody Ireland soon. Dave, enjoy your house move.
You too, mate.
And, leave you on this one. This is Monks, Tempranillo.
See you soon.
Ciao, ciao.
Take the time to figure why, because nothing seems to go my way.